This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What does concern me is that we've had president after president, not just President Obama, President Trump, President Bush, who were resetting relations with Russia, hoping as they looked at the eyes of Vladimir Putin, they could see a responsible person. And John McCain was right. He said he looked into Vladimir Putin's eyes and saw the KGB. And that's what we're seeing. A small, evil, feral-eyed man who is trying to shape the world in the image where once again, Russia would be an empire, and that's not going to happen. And the people of the world see him and see Russia for what it is, and they're saying, no, we will fight for freedom. And what we're seeing is inspiring, it is powerful, and it will help change the world in a positive way.
You got to love what Republican Senator Mitt Romney had to say. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, and he blasted some of his fellow Republicans who attended a White nationalist event, and those who support Russian President Vladimir Putin as that country invades the Ukraine, and so many thousands of people are fleeing for safety, and others are fighting, are taking up weapons and fighting to protect the Ukraine. And I'll tell you, he was part of Dana Bash's show, State of the Union. And one of the things he said is, he said, I'm reminded from that old line from the Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid movie where one character says, morons, I've got morons on my team. And he said, I have to think that anybody that would sit down with white nationalists and speak at their conference was certainly missing a few IQ points. Wow. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. It is very rough times for the Ukrainian people. I am so proud of Americans, of no matter what background, politically speaking, who are coming out of the woodwork to try to help Ukrainians. They realize they thirst for freedom, the freedom that we have in this democracy. And what Mitt Romney said there is something that I've agreed with for a very long time. Who in the hell would trust Vladimir Putin? Absolutely. And that's exactly what he said as he described John McCain and what John McCain said. I think when you look into the eyes of Vladimir Putin, you're looking into the eyes of the devil, and he is definitely scary when it comes to nukes. I think so much of what's going on with Putin has to do with legacy, has to do with, I'm a 70-year-old man. I am the monarch, basically, the megalomaniac that is the face of Russia, and we want more. I want more. So Putin puts nuclear forces on alert as Ukrainian civilian deaths continue to add up. So it's been a tricky couple of days, there is no question about it. Like I said, the good news is from the perspective of the world reacting to the Ukraine. So many people are there providing aid, doing whatever they can to try to help what is going to be these refugees, where there could be millions at this point, as this is just going to get worse and worse and worse in looking at a map and what's happening. I think the war in the Ukraine is not really playing out the way Russia intended. However, you've got videos posted on social media who represent whole columns of tanks and armored vehicles that have been wiped out. Others stopped in their tracks by ordinary Ukrainians standing on the street to block their advance. You have lightly armed units propelled deep into the country without support that have been surrounded and their soldiers captured or killed. Warplanes have been shot out of the skies. Helicopters have gone down. Logistics supply chains have failed. Troops have been stranded on roadsides to be captured because their tanks ran out of fuel. So Russia has proved unable to secure airspace over the tiny Ukrainian Air Force, despite having the second largest air force in the world. That's what our Pentagon says. And its troops have yet to take control of any significant city or meaningful chunk of territory, period, yet at this point, Sunday into Monday, because now it's Monday. On Sunday, they tried to seize control of a city less than 30 miles from the Russian border, and they were repelled. And then, of course, there's a push toward the capital of Kyiv, and that came to a smoky, abrupt end. So these videos that are being posted show the charred remains of Russian tanks and these armored vehicles that are just strewn all over the streets, while Ukrainian soldiers remove weapons from the bodies of the dead Russians. Make no mistake, hundreds of Ukrainians have been killed, but the Russian military is being humiliated, and certainly on a very big stage when it comes to social media. Those multiple videos from around the country have absolutely portrayed the Russians flailing. And the Russian military hasn't issued much in the way of reporting on the Ukrainian war, in contrast to what's happening on the other side of this. So, in the U.S., U.S. officials and military experts are saying it's still too early to draw any kind of conclusions about the eventual trajectory of a war that's only a few days old. I mean, we're in day five now, and the Russians will learn and, I guess, adapt and do what they have to do to meet whatever challenges they're having. What's clear is Russian President Vladimir Putin's gamble on a swift and decisive takeover of the Ukraine has not paid off. Thank God. It has not paid off yet at this point, because there's been a lot of tactical blunders and the military has stumbled. So the army's not as strong, because ultimately they have a far bigger and better armed military. So if they adapt and this escalates, more could be in store that's worse for the Ukraine. But it has, the worst has not happened yet. The concern is Russia will unleash massive firepower that they have at their disposal, raining down bombs and missiles on towns and cities, because that will push them into submission. Now people are running. People are fleeing to the Polish border. People are trying to do whatever they can do to get there through trains and buses and whatever else. And some of these subway stations, so to speak, underground, that's where people are going as far as a bomb shelter. So if they do that, that will be tough to fend off. But so far, they have not taken Kyiv. They have been stalled. And it looked like they were really surrounding that city, and it looked like they were going to take the capital, but that has not happened. Because as the Ukrainians say, Kyiv is everything. The war is about Kyiv. If they don't take it, they lose. And for the Ukrainians, they don't want to lose. They want to protect the democracy they have. All right, more to come about some of the efforts and what people are doing on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Kicking off the week with us, it's all about, once again, Russia, 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 and what's going on with the Ukraine. We feel for the Ukrainian people. I hope you feel that way, because these are people that I said at the top, they want democracy. They've been living in a democratic state, in a place where, country where, you know, that's what Zelensky was about. That's what their government was, just marching toward that, and the freedoms that they enjoyed suddenly overnight snatched. And I think they were surprised, not really thinking that, yes, they're watching, but not really thinking that Russia was going to do what it did. Now it's a question of the humiliation, the failings, the being exposed on social media. Is that enough to get under Vladimir Putin's skin, that he just bombs the crap out of those Ukrainian small cities and villages and whatnot, and then the threat of the nukes is so scary. Think of World War III, then it really would be that, without a doubt. Hey, hats off to Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, because, I mean, yes, whatever gazillions amounts of money they have, so what? They decided to do something for the people in the Ukraine. And what they said is that they were matching every donation up to $1 million for refugees fleeing from the war in the Ukraine. They put that out on social media because countless Ukrainians were forced to flee their homes to neighboring countries. They need protection. So what Ryan Reynolds said is, when you donate, we'll match it up to $1 million, creating double the support. And he's promoting donations to the United Nations Refugee Agency. And that when people do that, I mean, look, there's been close to 370,000 refugees that have managed to leave, according to the numbers that the United Nations High Commissioner has for refugees. That's what they're reporting, right, give or take. They say it's difficult to guess how many, and they how many in total, but they think they have to be prepared for millions, and I agree with that because they're fleeing that violence with children, etc., and they're going to need humanitarian assistance because they're just fleeing. I mean, they're running with the clothes on their back and their children holding them and holding their hands and getting on these buses, etc. So one of the things that you can do is go to give unrefugees.org, and that specifically goes there. It is on the ground. It helps the families, period. That's where it goes. And, I mean, even if it's just a couple of bucks, whatever. And there's so many other organizations that are also doing similar things, trying to help the Ukrainian people. You know, there's a lot of goodwill between Ukrainians, and there's a lot of Ukrainians in the United States, a lot of goodwill between the Ukrainian people in the country of the Ukraine and many in the United States who have visited there, who have gone on mission trips there, have gone to churches there. I've talked to many of them over the years. Somebody else who's doing something, and I think there's lots of people that are stepping forward, and I think that's going to continue as we see what happens here. But different people, again, with the funds, etc. Bethany Frankel has a disaster relief charity, Be Strong. She's raised $3 million. And check this out. She's committed $10 million in initial aid. According to Be Strong, the funds will be used to help refugees traveling and to set up different stations along the Poland-Ukrainian border to provide water and hygiene that they need the products because they have nothing, right? So the newest things that you're dealing with, hunger and medical aid. And she says they're working on logistics back in the country. Everyone's talking about the exodus, but keep in mind the millions who stayed, because then that's the other part of that. So hats off, some big applause for any of you that are doing whatever you can. And I know there are lots of churches, lots of organizations. But the people that have the real means to capital are behind this, too. That's a lot of money. You know, when you talk about the amount of people that are stuck and just thinking, okay, what do we need to do? How can we help? Because they're going to need it right away. And imagine if you were in that situation. I can't imagine that. I've heard stories. We've had interviewed people on this show about it, talked about different things that have happened in history where somebody had to flee, had to flee a dictatorship or a totalitarian regime of any sort. And I'll tell you, some of the stories over the years have made me teary-eyed, frankly, in listening to some of the horrendous things that happen to people, innocent people in these situations. And that is the situation here. That's the situation for the people that are caught in the middle. And Zelensky, who is, of course, the president of the Ukraine, Putin has sent his militia into Kyiv to try to assassinate him. That's not something they didn't know. That was something he was expected. But he is right there trying to fight among people as well in his own military in the streets and wherever. So a private militia known as the Wagner Group was flown in from Africa 5 weeks ago. It's run by a Russian oligarch who is an ally of the Russian president. They're highly trained operatives. They have 23 strong kill lists. They have 23 strong, and they have kill lists that include the other people, including the Prime Minister of England and et cetera. But also here with the Ukrainian president, he is obviously on the list, and there are more mercenaries reportedly that have been flown in to try to get him too. So he is absolutely target number one, and especially this army for hire as they are crawling and trying to find him and get that get those shots off to try to take him out, right? But he's not the only one. There are others that are also on that list too as well, and that's scary, right? But this is again what was maneuvering behind the scenes. What was happening behind the scenes is, of course, they're going to try to take him out. That's not something they're shocked about, but trying to protect Zelensky is a thing. And he's there wanting to fight. So he's there trying to do whatever he can, not thinking, well, I'm going to to try to figure out, I got to get out, I'm going to flee, I'm going to do whatever. No, he's there trying to do what he can for the soldiers and the generals, and he's armed up, etc. himself. So that's another part of this, because the idea is take out the head, of course, of the country. And then the craziness about the, I think that, you know, the idea that Putin's generals were even stunned when they were being ordered to put nuclear forces on alert. And I think this has shocked and scared a lot of people around the world to think about, what does that mean, the nuclear option? What does that mean with these, with this escalation that's happening? It's incredibly aggressive, right? Incredibly scary. He's potentially putting in play forces that, if there's a miscalculation, could make things even more dangerous, let's put it that way, by saying we're going to have the nuclear options ready. Because Moscow has not won, as we have talked about here, full control of the Ukraine's airspace, despite the advances across the country. It's been much more difficult and slower than the Kremlin thought it was going to be, and I think his patience is waning. So how do you make this move faster? How does he make this move faster with Russian troops closing in around Kyiv, a city of almost 3 million? And how, as the people are being evacuated, how do you, and you've got weaponry, how do you react to the fact that, okay, maybe this needs to happen faster, so do we have the nuclear go-ahead? Can you imagine that? And that's not what has been said, just get the nukes ready. Get everybody on alert that would be part of that team. So the U.S. has stepped up flow of weapons to the Ukraine. Stinger missiles, that's part of the package that was approved by the White House on Friday. Germany plans to send 500 Stingers and other military supplies, because they know they're going to have to be able to have the weapons to go back at them. And then, of course, you have 193-member UN General Assembly. They've got an emergency session on Monday about the Russian invasion. But Putin, in ordering the nuclear alert, cited not only statements by NATO members, but the hard-hitting financial sanctions imposed by the West against Russia, including Putin himself. He said Western countries aren't only taking unfriendly actions against our country in the economic sphere, but top officials from leading NATO members made aggressive statements regarding our country. So he's using that as the reason to look for the methods of what he possibly could do. And remember, before this invasion, they were manufacturing threats that don't exist to justify further aggression. Oh, my. Oh, my. Stay with us.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit, and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News. Another mask mandate for schools is being lifted. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, citing recent CDC guidance, says her state will lift the mandate this coming Wednesday. She says while some counties still have a higher positivity rate for COVID-19, she will allow those jurisdictions to do what's best for them. Hochul added parents can also send their kids to school masked if they choose to. In the Big Apple, Mayor Eric Adams says a final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Some bars and liquor stores across the country are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves and promoting Ukraine brands. Some state governments are getting involved as well.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
End of the hour. Plenty of you had thoughts on the Ukraine and a couple of other things, too, as well. Member 24/7, you can throw in your 2 cents, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And to be sure, so much of the focus is going to be on the Ukraine and what is our response, what is the United States doing, what are people in the United States doing as we watch what's unfolding with the Ukraine resisting the invasion and what Russia's doing to press forward, because I think they weren't expecting that stiff opposition, and what other countries are doing as well. And there's a lot of people that are trying to help the thousands of refugees from the Ukraine. A lot of people are extending whatever help they can, because you just have to think about what happens when so many of the men, of course, are left behind as they're trying to fight, and you've got lots of women and children and others in between, too, that are just taking you know, what's on their back, and they're leaving. I mean, the material things, it's not about that. It's about the kids. But now in the chaos and what happens there, then you're starving, you're freezing, they're in the freezing cold, getting on these buses, et cetera, and it all becomes a reality. And there are people that are doing some great things that are just outside of the border. There's one guy, a businessman, who lives in a city about 30 miles of the Sarit border, and he took a large ballroom at the hotel where he owns, and he's turned it into a refugee reception center, and he's offering private hotel rooms for free to the people who are displaced. They have tons of mattresses that are on the ballroom floor. They have donated clothes piled high, and there's young children running around that are, you know, they've got free food there from fast food chains and all of that. And this is the kind of things that at least give them comfort when they're lost all in the middle of this, and they're on foot to the border, they haven't eaten for 3 days in some cases, and, you know, the stories just are, as you can imagine, hair-raising when you hear about it. People being bussed in, getting off the bus, and it's great that so many are trying to do whatever they can to make the people feel calm and try to quell some of that chaos that they must be feeling inside. I think there's a solidarity and a humanity that we're seeing across the world for these people as we see the chaos of people who are just living their everyday lives, and suddenly we're thrust in to the middle of a war that they did not want, a war that they did not want to be put into the middle of, but now what can they do? They are in the middle of it, so the idea was escape, especially with the children, and get as far away as you possibly can, and that's what so many of the people are doing. All right, there are other things that are happening closer to home. Like I said, so much of what we're seeing and talking about has to do with the Ukraine, but this is something that we've talked about for years on end. The suggestions as to what happened that threw us into the pandemic in China. Where did this originate from? Was it a lab? Was it a wet market? Well, there was a story that came out the other day in the New York Times. There's a pair of new research studies that suggest that COVID-19 was released from a wet market in Wuhan in China. That led to two events, zoonotic events is what they call them, that led to the virus infection in humans. The researchers pointed to an outbreak of cases around the Hunan seafood wholesale market in late 2019. They pieced together the evidence, and they say it's an extraordinarily clear picture that the pandemic started at this market. And this line of research is separate from scientists with the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that they published before the weekend a study reporting that two main evolutionary branches of the early COVID-19 models were found at the seafood markets. Now you got a couple of different studies that are pointing to this, right? And saying, okay, this, it's interesting because we're looking at the Chinese study, and it is the same pretty much as the study that this one biologist at the University of Arizona, who claims he didn't know of the Chinese study until it was published, says the findings are consistent with those and the other colleagues, and it just all adds up when you lay it out, that's the strong statistical evidence, and it's not a coincidence. This is what we've seen. But, you know, according to Moderna's CEO, the notion of a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, located 13 miles away by road from the market, is still a possibility, because in an interview, the Moderna's CEO was asked about a study published by the Frontiers in Virology, which determined that the COVID-19 matches a genetic sequence of DNA patented by Moderna. So he said, my scientists are looking into those data points to see how accurate they are or not. And I've said it before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. Humans make mistake. So there we are. Is it the wet market, or is it the lab? Is it settled? Are we going to see more studies, more evidence? I think probably we will. There will be more people that will tackle that. Speaking of tackling things, the star of the show at CPAC was definitely the former president, Donald Trump. Some 59% of attendees at the CPAC convention conference in Florida want former Republican President Donald Trump to be the party's 2024 presidential candidate. They do a straw poll, and that was released on Sunday, and it underscores the sway that the former president enjoys over his closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who had 28% of the votes. So he got 28%. And then you go from there. Then you have Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, etc. But really, it's DeSantis or Trump. And last year in Orlando, Trump got 55% of the votes, more than twice as many as DeSantis. So that hasn't changed. I guess that's the thing when you look at these straw polls in the CPAC event, is, you know, pretty important. It has a lot of, there's a lot of meat on that bone as to what can happen from there, and important if you are in these positions to appear there. So does he, in fact, decide, because it seems pretty obvious that he does want to go for 2024, but is it official? It's not official, right? It's just suggested that that is what's going to happen. But something can change in the next year or two, and if it does, would it be DeSantis that would lift the mantle? Would it be him, or would it be somebody else that would run for president on the Republican side of things? Meanwhile, the Democrats who have had some, this president who's had some tough moments, will do his first State of the Union coming up this Tuesday. What or what do you think that State of the Union will focus on? Obviously, a big chunk of it is going to be dedicated to the Ukraine and to our response to what's happening in the Ukraine and Russia and et cetera. Another big chunk of it has to be the economy and the pandemic and where are we headed and all of that wrapped into what he believes Americans want to hear or should hear or whatnot. And not too many previews released of that yet at this point. I don't know if you care about this or not, but because so many people have been stuck inside, it's become, you know, streaming central. People are binging or watching more movies maybe than they have in the past, not going to the movie theaters, but watching them on the smaller screens. And there were a couple of interesting moments from the Screen Actor Guild Awards where they were televised, but you actually had people that were there, actors, etc. And so some of the interesting winners were Will Smith, who played Serena and Venus's father, and in a movie called King Richard, Richard Williams, and he was excellent in it. I saw that movie. And then another one worth pointing out is one of the big movies was Coda. And that was a great movie. It's about really a deaf family and a daughter who wasn't, and what happened, you know, in her life and what happened in their lives. And it was, it was a Sundance Film Festival hit, and it won Best Acting Ensemble, etc. And it was a very big moment for that cast, which included Marlee Matlin, who has won an Oscar before, so I thought that was interesting too. Best Ensemble is a very, very big deal. If you are streaming and you're looking for a good movie to watch and to feel good at the end of it, Coda would be one of those movies. I saw that over the weekend with The Hub, so I would highly recommend it. Mailbag coming up on the flip side.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Alright, thanks for all the emails, folks. Let's dive right in. This one's from Bruce. He says, Kate, I am so disgusted with anyone that would support Vladimir Putin, especially any of my fellow Republicans. What are they thinking? There is no way. It is the one thing that could unite any of us from any party or whatever political beliefs we have in not supporting that, as you call him, megalomaniac. It is insanity what he has done to the Ukrainian people, and I think we should do more to try to help them. I'll be curious to see what our government says in the next couple of days. All right, touche. I hear you. I agree with you. I think no matter what you label yourself as, how can you support Russia? I just know. And more importantly, when we say Russia, not even the Russian people, because they know they can get arrested, and some of them have, are protesting in the streets over the invasion of the Ukraine, because they're seeing what's happening. They may have family members in the Ukraine, and they're appalled by it, especially when you hear of the deaths. And we don't know the exact death total. It's believed to be just under 400, which is almost miraculous, but so many have fled. But that number will change if the weaponry changes with the Russians, which it appears that that is going to be what happens. All right, let's go to this from Bill, who says, Kate, hi, I listened to you on a station in upstate New York, 1590 AM, and I got to tell you, the people here are really just so sad and trying to think of ways they can help the Ukrainian resistance, because watching what Russia is trying to do, and more importantly, I guess, Putin and the nonsense and the trickery and the lies, is just too much to the stomach. And the scary thing is, I think there's so much happening behind the scenes. I think some of that will come to the forefront, and that's where it gets even more dangerous. I can't imagine that the capital city won't fall apart, and they're starting to hear more explosions in Kyiv. And, of course, Kyiv is the thing that can not fall. So are they shifting gears? It may be, and we're seeing that thousands of refugees are fleeing from the Ukraine. I got to tell you, I would keep my door open if I could help some of those people. And I think a lot of people across the world are feeling the same way. And a lot of generous souls are reaching out to do exactly that. When people are fighting for their lives and you see those young children's faces and you see the tears and the sadness and some of what we've seen on camera from those reporting in the U.S. there, it is incredibly sad, especially what the world has just gone through, and then to go through this and watch this is disastrous. Well, again, I agree with you. It's disastrous. I mean, what an insane decision, right? And, you know, there's a lot of people are cutting Russia off. A lot of other countries are cutting them off in different ways. And that they're going to get more and more isolated. They're going to feel the pinch because of what's happening in this invasion. And inevitably, will it be enough to somehow have a diplomatic end to this? It just doesn't feel that way. And this is a huge test for NATO. That's for sure the invasion of the Ukraine by the Russians. But, you know, how far does it all go? And certainly, we're seeing a lot of Democrats and Republicans are agreeing on, you know, something has to be done to help the people more, and what can that be, and et cetera. We're watching as it all unfolds, though. We're watching this nightmare scenario, and especially the nuke alert is the scariest part of all of this in the middle of it, because what does that mean for the Ukrainians? What does that mean for everybody else that he's quick to increase readiness to launch? I mean, that could spark that third world war. Because do we not respond if they're nuked? What does the rest of the world do if the Ukrainians fall prey to a nuclear force? I mean, to me, it just, again, it shows that he is delusional, I think, he being Vladimir Putin. And it's not just frightening for the Ukraine, but the entire world. And the way the Ukrainian people are standing up, what the military is doing, other people who are getting weapons and doing what they can, I have to say, hats off to President Zelensky for what they're trying to do. But this situation is getting more and more dangerous, that's for sure. All right, so as you can imagine, most of what was in the mailbag was about that. Then I got this one from Buddy, who says, hi, Kate. I just want to say, you know, it's always the faces of the children that sink your heart when you see those precious little boys and girls that are being carried across into different vehicles, etc., from what we can see on television, and how they're trying to get out of dire situations in the Ukraine. You just are praying and pulling for those families who probably are separated. And it's got to be just gut-wrenching to go through something like that. I can't imagine. I talked to my wife about that. We have young children there in middle school and what will we do. And, of course, if something happened in the U.S., I would absolutely take up arms and do what I could. And I would absolutely want her and the children to flee to wherever they could. And I can't imagine that feeling of not knowing and not knowing what's going to happen and not knowing where they are. But I know she, as she has said to me, and we have said, I would certainly be one of those people that would fight. And you get that sense in the Ukraine that so many people, including women that can, are doing that, are getting arms, are there, and are figuring out ways to stop the Russians. I agree. I mean, you hear the stories. Miss Ukraine from 2015, who knows how to fight, is armed and ready, and she has been out there. And there are other people also from other walks of life. There are like 60-plus athletes, Ukrainian athletes, that are also doing whatever they can to help the Ukrainian military stave off any of the advancements from the Russians. So, yes, wow, bravo to all of those people, of course. All right, let's move on to something different. Let's go to this one. This one is from Jack, who says, "Hey, Katie Kate, I could tell you that I'm just sickened by the Ukraine. I've been watching way too much of it. I'm throwing a couple of bucks here and there to try to help the people, and I know a lot of other Americans are doing that, but it's not for me to toot my own horn. I'm not even going there in that direction. I was wondering what you thought about the former president winning the CPAC straw poll. You're not surprised by that, right? Isn't it inevitable that he is going to get the nomination for 2024, and wouldn't the Republicans be foolish to go against that if this is the will of the majority of people?" Well, you said it right there. If it's the will of the majority of Republicans and that's what they want to see, well, then that's, yeah, he would be, it would have to be Trump. But would you have that parade of a couple of Republicans running again and go through all of, you know, the primaries? You would. So it wouldn't be that, okay, this many people in the straw poll want him. It wouldn't be that, but it would be that he would be inevitably the guy, because who's going to, you know, who would beat him? If you see Ron DeSantis coming in second in this CPAC poll with 28% and with Trump having 59%, so you could have a few people, of course, which you always have in running up to the primaries, but then eventually when they know there's just no way, they end up dropping out. Because how much money are you going to raise and spend when you know it's a losing proposition? That's what it becomes. Is how long do you stay in when you know there's no way and you're not going to win these primaries? And that's the key, is knowing what's going to happen in the primaries. All right, wow, and just like that, the hour is over. You can send me any thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Send all your good vibes the way of the Ukrainian people and your prayers, that's for sure. Make it count, everybody.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.